I'm going to read another poem from Claptrap. I think it's the third poem in the book, and it strikes me now, it was written, finished more than a year ago, a year and a half ago. The poem is called "The Enron in My Face." And of course, Enron was a company that went under a while back under the Bush administration, and now is pale beside what's happened in the financial world. And I actually do feel there's a link between poetry and literature and politics and finances, and that they're all tangled up together, and we can't separate ourselves from that. Poems about that, I guess, a little bit, and it's sort of paltry in the face of what's happened. There's also a reference in it to a desert outside Houston, and that's an image I saw quite a few years ago of all these airplanes during the last downturn that were grounded and left out in the desert because it was dry and kept them from rusting, and they were just sort of left out there alone like ghosts. So that's more or less the reference, more or less, in that. The Enron in my face. The Enron in my face is unmistakable, for I have borrowed millions against the accounts of my father, secreting them in the hope chest of my parents' wedding dreams, a large pine box affair with a red heart painted on the upside-down lid. And though we kept the creditors at bay for generations by appearing to scrub the dishes with soap and misery, it fell to me to lose sight of the ball completely and seal the bankruptcy. I must now let the leer jet of it fade, head into the desert outside Houston, find as many false gods as I can, and pray. As with indigestion, I keep telling myself I had only a little to do with it, but the overeating of desserts gives me away.